Senate set to resume Clarity Act debate as lawmakers return. The U.S. Senate is likely to pick the Clarity Act back up this week, with lawmakers returning from the Memorial Day recess and the Digital Asset Market Structure Bill expected to return to the floor. The update came from Cointelegraph on June 2, 2026. No vote has happened, and the bill is not law. The signal is about timing. The Senate calendar now has crypto's biggest unfinished piece of legislation on it again. Clarity, short for the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, is the bill meant to settle a question that has hung over the U.S. market for years. When is a token a security, and when is it a commodity, and which agency gets to police it? The House cleared its version in 2025. The Senate has been the slower chamber, and every recess pushes the timeline further into a crowded legislative year. The classification fight at the center. The core of Clarity is jurisdiction. Most spot crypto trading in the U.S. has lived in a gray zone, with the SEC and the CFTC both claiming pieces and neither holding a clean mandate. The bill draws a line. Assets that function as commodities fall mainly under the CFTC, while tokens tied to investment contracts stay closer to the SEC. That sounds procedural, but the downstream effects reach exchanges, custodians, and anyone building a product that touches U.S. users. For traders, the practical stakes are about access. A token classified as a security carries registration and disclosure obligations that many smaller projects cannot meet, which is part of why some assets have stayed off U.S. venues entirely. A commodity classification is lighter. The difference decides what a U.S. resident can legally buy on a regulated platform versus what stays offshore or unavailable. The narrow window Lummis is warning about. Senator Cynthia Lummis recently framed the current Congress as the near-term window for getting market structure done, warning that the political appetite may not survive into a later cycle. This week's expected floor activity is the test of whether that urgency translates into movement or stalls again. A debate resuming is not a passage. Bills get amended, stripped, and parked. But a return to the floor is the step that has to come before any of that. The backdrop is a soft market. As of June 2, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $71,257, down about 3% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 32 in fear territory. Ether was around $119.94. Policy clarity does not move prices on its own, but a Finnish framework changes the calculus for institutions that have held back on U.S. crypto exposure because the rules were unsettled. The connection to spending and cards market structure law sits upstream of the products most people actually touch. The classification of a token affects whether a U.S.-facing exchange can list it, whether a custodian will hold it, and whether an issuer can build a card or payment product around it, without legal ambiguity. For anyone comparing crypto card options from the U.S., the framework decides which assets are safe to fund a card with onshore versus which stay in a regulatory limbo. Stablecoins are a related but separate track. The Genius Act handled payment stablecoin rules, while Clarity focuses on the broader token market. Still, the two interact. A settled market structure makes it easier for stablecoin spending rails to operate with regulated counterparties rather than offshore intermediaries. For U.S.-based users, the combined effect of both bills is the difference between a patchwork of state rules and a single federal lane. There is a custody angle, too. Clearer rules tend to push activity toward regulated, often custodial venues, which carries its own trade-off. Custodial platforms can freeze or lose balances if they hit insolvency, the lesson from past collapses, while holding your own keys avoids that counterparty risk. A friendlier U.S. framework does not erase that choice. It just changes where the regulated options sit,